What's going on? Welcome to Totally Blitz Podcast. We're here with UFC 299, O'Malley versus Vera 2. Titles on the line. It's gonna be a banging ass card this Saturday night in Miami. Unfortunately, we're not there, but I mean, next Miami card, we'll probably all be there. But as always, go down, like, and subscribe. Comment your picks, your bets, everything in between. I'm Paul, pick 'em, win 'em, and I'm joined with.
Man, you already know it's that boy Kev Waterboy, that's your boy, aka the Street Fight Enthusiast. And like, Miami's cool, but I just came from Puerto Rico. Who else in
Oh,
the
that's why you have the
motherfucker?
shirt on.
Your boy Southpaw's run boxing. Southpaw's also running UFC. You know that? Who else I'm here with?
Yo, you already know. Actually, you might not know. It's your boy, comedian Romeo Mac. I'm out here, man, watching these fights every Saturday live. Going in, doing what I need to do.
Yeah, real quick
Nah.
before I'm gonna shout out comedian Romeo Mac. If y'all don't already, go check out his YouTube. Go follow him on the Twitter. Go subscribe to his YouTube account. But if y'all been a long time watcher of this podcast, you probably know that boy Romeo Mac by now.
Hey, what you hey, what the niggas is saying, Romeo? Hey, shout out Romeo Mac, man. He's always
Oh man, them niggas tried me, nigga. Oh man, you gotta get your boy bourbon. You gotta get them bourbon niggas, dog. You gotta get them bourbon niggas, dog. Them niggas tried me, bruh. Them niggas tried
Damn.
me.
What did
Yo,
it
so you know how I be hitting y'all up. I'm like, yo, who's doing the picks and stuff? You feel me? Like what I'm trying to get on one of these pick shows with y'all and stuff. So, I've subscribed to all y'all. So when y'all drop a video, I'll try to drop something in the comment, you know what I'm saying? Just to, say what's up or whatever. But I was like, yo, y'all hit me up for the next one. And they just been ignoring that shit. I'm like, damn, y'all really like ain't hit a nigga up? And then they was like, oh, we gave you a shout out. So I fast forward to the shout out. They're like, oh yeah, shout out to like Romeo Mac. Yeah, he's always in the comments. He's our number one fan. I'm like, come on, fan.
God, yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, shout out Bourbon and Blitz, man.
Shout out them boys,
No, Bourbon and Bud, Bourbon and Bud, my
Bourbon and
bad.
Bud.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
right?
Bourbon
That's
and
a
Bud.
wild stray, bro. That's a wild stray to catch on like a Wednesday
Bro.
afternoon.
And then it wasn't even like the ones I met. It was another guy. I'm like, oh hell no. But it's all good. I'm gonna catch them guys. I'm gonna end up on one of their little shows. I'm like, what's
All
up,
love,
y'all?
all love.
Yeah.
But we gotta get into this fucking card, boys. This bitch is stacked.
That I'm talking
Bro, from
like
top to
Megan Thee
bottom,
Stallion.
even
It's that
in
Meg Thee Stallion
prelims,
card. It's
even
that.
prelims
Oh,
attack.
this the Meg UFC Meg Thee Stallion.
Basically what it is, bro. For all that ass, build an ass state.
I'm talking, this shit is Dr. Miami booty shot.
Damn, son, I was just finna say
This shit is
that. They in
that.
Miami. It's
Yeah.
spring break. It's spring break
But,
too. We
and
really
it's
should have been in
spring
Miami.
break this week,
This
Calhoun, because
one's
that's
bad.
why I was in Puerto Rico.
Damn. UFC really set this bitch up perfectly then.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. And the fights is lit over there in Puerto Rico because they just had the Jake Paul and shit go down. So like them boys is lit right now. They're ready. I paused like four or five bars when I was out there just watching fights and shit. They ready down there. They're ready for this car.
I don't want to get too much into it because we got a hell of a show ahead of us. But yeah, them Puerto Ricans were booing the fuck out of them boys when the man of Serrano couldn't make the fight.
I know, right? I'm like, damn, y'all gonna do your own people like that?
But Jake,
I knew they was
Paul
black.
said he's refunding everybody there. So I was like, oh, hey, I can't be too mad. I get my money back.
Yeah, but that was fucked up. They should have been like, yeah, good job. Like, yo, we got you. It was a good thing of fights. A couple of them
Yeah.
fights. Them little big head motherfuckers. They was
Yeah.
fighting.
Hell yeah. But this card is insane, man. Before we get into it exactly, what's everybody's favorite match that the fight that they're looking forward to on this card?
Oh, mine's is Gilbert Burns.
Nice. Yeah, that Gilbert Burns JDM is gonna be a fucking banger.
Yeah.
JP, how you coming?
Cheeto Vera, my favorite. That's my guy. Like my favorite fighter. That's
Ooh,
my guy.
it's the main
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? KK,
It's the
you know,
main event.
KK, remember
Ooh.
last year when you was remember you was playing that referee football, I was telling you how much I love Cheeto Vera.
You
I mean,
was.
I'm telling you, man. This is a long time coming. I didn't ever think he was gonna get a title shot. But this is no.
Fun fact. So Jamari, so JP refs the flag football games at school. So you know me as the flag football champion. And you know, motherfucker would have to listen to this nigga on the side talking about some, yeah, man, Charles Oliveira finna get his ass whooped by Islam. Like, motherfucker, and if you would tell me all types of red shit, I'm like, bro, watch out, bro. I'm trying to play.
Just the ref pulling up real quick. He's like, he throws a flag, he comes up talking to him, and he's like, yeah, I didn't really throw a flag. I just want to tell you that, bro. Francis is about to knock his ass out.
Right.
But Kyle, man, how you coming? Which what you looking forward to?
I got the big boys, Blades and Almeida. That fight, bro. That shit, bro.
Ooh, the
it's
prelim
lotion
main event.
Now.
How about I say? It's crazy that that fight's a prelim fight. That's how you notice it is stacked on top of stacked.
What about 2K?
For me, it has to be Pewdiepie and Song Yadong. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
I love that too. I'm surprised none of us picked MVP because I'm really interested in that. But I'll talk about that later.
I think that's a really nobody wants to pick a side. Like, I feel like everybody just wants to
see. Everyone's so split.
I'm picking a clear side.
MVP has so much hype to him. MVP has so much hype to him. Like Kevin Holland, he's like that fan favorite. Everyone loves him.
Kevin
he chokes out security. He chokes out people that have loaded guns. Like he's just the people's guy.
I watched Kevin Holland knock out a nigga last year in Miami. There's no way I could pick against that guy.
But Mike Perry whooped on that boy Michael Page. Kevin Holland about to whoop that boy's ass. That's all I'm gonna say before we get into it.
There it goes. But we got the whole team in this bitch and we lit. Where are we starting at?
All the way down in the prelims, first ever fight in the UFC, the hottest prospect and coming into 2024. I'm gonna fuck up the name. I'm apologize. Robesles Desperange. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking about. 4-0, big favorite, taking on Josh Parrison. Everyone says Josh Parrison's like 1-3 or 1-4 in the UFC. He's a trash can. Blah 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 blah. Doesn't
he
matter.
Is a trash.
We
this guy has victories over nobody. He has victories over no one.
Prospect get the hottest prospect. I think silver medalist Taekwondo, 6'7", 87-inch reach. 4-second KO, 7-second KO, back to back fights. Like, is he gonna do that same shit here in the UFC?
He has to.
They put in so much respect on this motherfucker. Romeo, what was like his knockouts?
Oh, that nigga had one in 4 seconds. Hold on. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 12 seconds. And then his first fight ever, you know, it took 4 minutes and 54 seconds. But, hey, it's his first one.
Oh, man. So, fucking second round. People don't make it to the second minute against bro.
No. They don't make it to the second digit of seconds in this.
he has, like, literally, like, 5 minutes and 15 seconds of like fight time total. Like,
oh my god, four I fights. Haven't trained for 5 years to only have to fight for motherfucking 5 minutes.
It's kind of good, you know. I'm saying his opponent can probably gas him out.
Yeah, well, he's gonna beat the shit out of his opponent because his opponent sucks. Yeah. And I bet his opponent's gonna look scared. This other guy's like, yo, this is my chance. I come from like a fucking country where I can't live like I see them niggas on TV doing. If I knock this guy out, I could live. Like Conor McGregor. That's what he's thinking. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, we still don't know how old boy's takedown defense is, though. Like, coming from Taekwondo, that's the only thing that I think might kind of slow him down. But I don't think.
Oh, you know what his takedown defense is? A kick in the face.
And being 6'7 with an 87-inch reach. It's just huge. Like, you look at him, he looks like Yoel Romero Cuban, like, just like Bill. Like, when you see like 260, you're like, I believe it. Like, look at that guy. He's a fucking tank.
Watch. Josh gonna shoot in. He's gonna do a switch kick and kick him right in the face. It's gonna look like a hook, but with his feet.
Done it before.
He's gonna kill him.
I mean, he's only what? I mean, it sounds crazy, but I'm gonna say only minus 360. I know it's his first UFC fight, but this is like, in my opinion, like the foundation to a parlay. Like, this is the first pick that you put in there. You don't have to worry.
Right.
Mikhail.
Might as well go get.
I mean, it has to be. Right?
Get the KO.
He could be the future of this heavyweight division.
I mean, the guy's fighting is on a 2-fight losing streak, and he fought nobodies. He has no big name. I don't even. I'm looking at his opponents. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
he's gonna get cut probably after this fight. I'm not gonna lie. Like, this is his way
probably
out.
Got cut already.
This was his setup fight.
They said you can stay in the UFC if you win your next fight. He said, "All right, who I got to fight?" You see that new guy over there?
Yeah, this is like when you work your they let you work your whole shift and work out. No, fuck you. They let you work out the whole week and they fire your ass on Friday because you was fired since Tuesday.
Yeah,
they let you train the guy that they replacing you with.
Right. That's basically what he finna be doing.
This is what Teddy Long would be like, you know what, sucker? Because of that, you got to go one-on-one with the Undertaker.
You know, tonight, you go, you're not for real. Yeah. That is how it is.
But that's how that's going to go, man. But what's the next fight we're talking about?
This fight's honestly, I mean, it is a good fight. It'll probably be on the main card of some fight night another week. But I just like it because it's the battle of the names. Like, you got the battle of Michelle versus battle of Mikel. Change one vowel and it's a different person. Michelle Piera taking on Mikel Oleg Sarduskic. It's a pick 'em. It's literally -150 for Piera, +125 for Mikel. Should be a fun fight. Piera is pretty cool also because shout out Knuckles. He met him at UFC Kansas City in the crowd and shit. So there's also that little link of old boy. And since then, I think he's been on a win streak, like knocking shit out.
I'm going for the Brazilian Pereira simply because I noticed in his last fight like he finally got his cardio under control, which is great. But he can fight, man. He throws, and you know what I mean, the guy he's fighting, he what's it called? He doesn't look. He finishes fights early when he does. Or when he loses, he just goes like full throttle. So I think if he explodes at first, I don't think his explosions are going to be any bigger than, you know, the Brazilian. And if the Brazilian takes him down and submits him, I mean, he is Brazilian.
Yeah.
So the option is there. And you said you rocking with him too, Gator?
I'm going with Pereira.
Why? Like, damn, you just stop it right there?
Right.
I mean, 100% biased. It's because he's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Not even that. He's fucking cool, too. Like, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
niggas get cool points. He did a backflip into a full mount.
I see some of his highlights and stuff. I like him.
He flipped into mount. That's gangster shit.
I will say this is probably one of the more exciting fights, potential fight of the night, because they're both strikers. Yeah, Piera can take it to the ground if he wants to, but in their heart of hearts, these are both stand and bang type of dudes. Larry, the only thing separating them statistically is not much. They both 55% significant strike percentage. Both throw 5 strikes per minute, which is a lot for middleweight. But one's orthodox and Piera, and I'm shocked you're not going with the Polish boy because he's a southpaw Gator, and I thought you always be rooting for them southpaws. I'm gonna ride with the pod. I'm not gonna go against the squad. Give me Piera just because I kind of know him a little bit more than I know.
Check this out. I'm looking at this dude's stuff. He lost to Ovin St. Peru, which is trash.
That was like years.
Jimmy Crew. No, I'm just saying. Hear me out. Jimmy Crew, Justin Jacoby. And then that one Brazilian dude. So basically, he loses to people like, you know, with names. Michael Pereira is a name.
That's true. Michael Pereira is also, what is that, 6 fight win streak and right now. He is kind of the hotter commodity.
I'm picking Pereira because I remember watching this at the Barbosa fight, at the Barbosa card.
That's what I mean. When he explodes, it's on.
He's strong.
Yeah, there's not much you can do when Brett starts letting them things go. He's giving it to your ass. And he called the motherfucking camera a bitch.
Or he
I just hope he makes weight.
I want him tested.
It was a tester. Hey man, you sign her out.
That's true,
bro.
Right, I ain't hear shit.
You know, I can hit the CVS up the road, get you something for $2.99. I can see what you got in your system.
Yeah,
well, John Jones passed with USADA. Imagine.
Here come the jokes.
What else you have?
Damn, Johnny Bones. I don't even want to talk this next fight, to be honest, but we're going to because Romeo Mack wanted to. Ion Cutelapa.
Ah, yes.
In a pick'em. This card's great for pick'ems, honestly. If you feel like you know everyone's just going to win, it's a good card for that because everybody's damn near a pick'em.
I'm just saying Cutelapa is going to knock the dude out. That's it. If he don't knock him out, he ain't going to win. But I believe he's going to knock his ass the fuck out. He needs this victory, and he's a good fighter. He just be fucking up.
He be running.
I mean, when Justin Poirier was fucking up a little. Right. He's a great fighter.
What's his record, Paul, in his last like eight fights? Is on
well, I can pull up his last seven. He's or last eight. He is 5. He's 2-5-1. And five of those losses, to give credit, though, the five losses come to Megaman Ankalaev twice. He got – I don't know why they even ran it back, bro. Like, Ankalaev knocked him out in the first –
That's what I'm saying. Round. He lost the big names, Jerry Cannonier, Magomed, Ryan Spann, Johnny Walker.
Again in the first round.
Come on, man. He lost the he loses to real fighters, man. But, and he beat Khalil Roundtree. And everyone loves Khalil now.
But you got to look at Felipe Lins is on a nice little 3-5 win streak. Former PFL guy. Former PFL champion. Whatever that means to you. Take it for what you take it for. But I don't know. It's a pick-up for a reason. I don't trust Cutelapa. I'm honestly going to go with Lins just because he's the underdog. When they have two shitty fighters in front of me, I'm going to go with the underdog.
I can respect that. I'm not trusting Cutelapa for nothing.
There's a reason he's but
he did win his last fight by KO, so we're gonna respect that.
Yeah. I'm going Felipe. I'll be honest. I don't know too much about these fighters. You have to be honest. I'm going Felipe. It's a pick'em. Take it underdog.
Got the boys with me, Romeo. I had to turn the people on you.
Well, good. I'll tell you what. When it wins, I'm gonna just send y'all this clip. nigga.
It will be pretty bad. Next fight, Pedro Munhoz, my boy. Big underdog, +180. Taking on Kyler Phillips, -220. Honestly, Kyler Phillips was a hot commodity, but I haven't really, he fights like once a year. Like, you don't see much of him. So it's kind of hard to really gauge where he's at, but I went 4-1 in his last five. He has a win over Song Yadong, but that was back in 2021. Like I said, he doesn't fight that often. But he's a pretty big favorite, taking up Pedro Munhoz, who's coming off the ass whooping Chito Vera gave him. How are we feeling about this one?
Pedro's the ass whooping Chito Vera. That was a really bad ass. I mean, if he could come back from an ass whooping like that, then he should win. But I just don't know how Chito Vera is going to look this fight. Pedro. I don't know how Pedro is going to look this fight.
It was a very slow ass whooping that he put on him. Very slow.
It was master class. It was beautiful. Yeah. The accuracy, the precision, the pace, you know what I'm saying? The kicks, the left hooks, the jabs, the feints, everything about that fight was just beautiful. But I'm going Pedro, you know what I'm saying? He's a little bit more active. He's very active.
Yo, I don't know what just happened.
You're good, Romeo.
I'm good. I'm back.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Y'all can hear me?
I'm going
Pedro just for the fact that I just think he's a little bit more active. He's a little more active fighter. He can pace you down and try to run you down, but
Kev.
I'm not the biggest Pedro fan in the world. I might have to take the Kyler home. Who did he fight last?
Kyler Phillips. Yeah.
He was there in Nashville?
Yeah, he beat up Barcelos. Other than Song Yadong, that's his like second best win on his record.
That might be one of those fights I was asleep for, Romeo. Romeo, you was macking out during this fight. But yeah, I'll take my dog Kyler Phillips just because he was at Nashville.
I gotta go with the long hair wavy boy just because I mean he's 9 years younger. He has like a seven inch reach advantage on him. He's a faster striker. He likes to throw the leg kicks too. Pedro's too slow for these younger guys, and he can take it to the ground. Like, he's a good wrestler. So overall, I think he's another guy who for the price, you can parlay him at -220 with the prospect of Beasley also, and like you kind of already got like a something going.
Well, if Pedro,
if
you want to see this underdog
right here? You want to see this underdog right here?
If Pedro like, loses it, it's over with.
That is true.
So Pedro was kind of like, yeah, he lost the hitters in Aldo and Cruz. Don't get me wrong. And then he got the no contest against Sugar Sean. But his
winning that fight,
Gutierrez, Gutierrez was the favorite in that fight. He was coming up the ranks at the weight class. Pedro Munoz, people thought were kind of done after the Aldo-Cruz fight. But then when he fought Gutierrez as the underdog, he beat him and kind of dropped him, decisively whooped him kind of. And Gutierrez since then stock has plummeted and he's lost his fights then. And so it's kind of like you gotta wait. That's his only win in like 4 years is that fight. And it's kind of like, well, you beat the wild man, but outside of that, you kind of
you know,
hooked on.
That's real. That's so real. So
I mean, 37 too. I mean, he's been around. He's not 37 and don't have many years under the fighting game.
So we're not fans of somebody. I notice it collectively. It's a collective thing.
For real. We move as a unit. On to the next fight. Matheus Gamrot, big favorite, biggest favorite on the card, -475. Taking on Rafael Dos Anjos, +350. This is when you start getting a little shifty if you want to play the big odd game. How do y'all feel about this fight?
Man, you know I love me some Barnier, but boy, this is a tough matchup.
Gamrot, baby. I tell you, Gamrot by KO. RDA, you know, so RDA, I can't say I love RDA, but I can respect him. I respect his skill. I respect what he's done. But I think he's been over the hill for at least like 3 years now. You know what I'm saying? Gamrot, you know what I'm saying? Gamrot's a nice, fresh contender. I'm going Gamrot.
I fuck with RDA heavy for as long as we've been podcasting. He's been he's supposed to have been on the end of his career, but he still picks up wins. And like there are a lot of wins he gets decisively. Like if he's a gatekeeper of some sort, he very much takes care of that gate. But Gamrot is hot. And I like Gamrot to fucking wrestle the fuck out of him.
Yeah, I'm going for Gamrot. I mean, American top team. Yeah, yeah. And
American top team.
You know. And
top team is crazy.
Oh, that's what y'all saying.
Yeah, he said that so smart. No,
the whole boy over there that's glowing said that.
If it's tap team, it's because niggas get tapped.
American tap team.
On Saturday, I'm going to have like a little fight night, and then we're going to go to Dave and Buster's and watch the fight. So I had to show niggas who was fighting. So I showed them the countdown, and they were so shook. They was like, Deerfield? I was like, oh, yeah, a lot of MMA fighters, they train out of Florida. Like, there's this place called America Top Team, but they really don't win championships like that. So that's crazy.
Really?
They be quitting all the time. They tap.
Who has a championship out there right now?
Who that girl that just came from the PFL? She's American Top Team. She looks like a dude. She's fighting the other dudely chick for the ugliest chick title. She's fighting Holly Holm.
Damn. Damn, it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the girl fighting Holly Holm? Who's she finna fight her? They want her to fight Cyborg. Caitlin?
Oh, I know
the judo champ.
The one that said that like she don't even care about the Cyborg fight no more. Cyborg keep ducking all that extra stuff.
Yeah, oh, Kayla Harrison. Right? Yeah, in my head, I'm thinking of her name. I'm just getting ugly.
She's a baddie.
Ugly. Ugly. Ugly.
A couple of shots, you want it?
No.
She's
no.
A unit, bro. She's like, she
I kind of know Romeo. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I'd rather her beat me up and take it.
Damn. But circle on back because we wandering off. in this fight, I gotta go. I mean, we can't forget about RDA's Larry getting his ass whooped in his last fight. Vicente Luque came off a brain hemorrhage to beat him. I can't pick fucking RDA if he's losing to Vicente Luque right at this year.
That's fair.
Give me a fucking Gamrot, and it's probably, this might be one of the most boring fights. It might just be a lot of shooting takedowns.
Yeah, let's say there'll be a lot of takedowns.
No, Gamrot's good everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Gamrot, I feel like y'all like overlooking his striking. I feel like he can strike a few.
Artie ain't gonna hit him with a fucking elbow on the inside whenever he tries to do some shit early in the first 45 seconds. And again, where I was gonna be like, yeah, fuck all that striking shit. Let me just shoot these fucking takedowns.
I wouldn't be surprised if RDA injured himself. He's older. Yeah, he's gonna be like, oh shit.
Bro. We got a couple more old Brazilians. We got Pedro Munhoz and RDA. We got a couple more of the fucking retirement Brazilian home coming up.
Yeah. It's time for them to get out. Matter of fact, I'm switching. No more Pedro.
It's fucked up. They got all the old Brazilians fighting before Rio.
Yeah. Your time is done. All right, buddy.
They're letting them know, like, nigga, you're not even good enough to get on that card. Like, stop it.
Just chill.
Go to Miami. Do some blow. Get some hoes.
Just chill. Gilbert Burns just happened to be free.
Then we got the women's flyweight, the top shelf. The Macy Barber, not big favorite, but -200, taking on the once known Caitlin Chuekian, and now Carmenera. Well, she's the underdog here. I'm actually shocked that she's +170 in this fight, but Macy Barber is that prospect. Well, I don't know if you can still reconsider her a prospect. How do y'all feel about these two flyweights?
I root for Caitlin after seeing her after like doing some research on her story. She had a miscarriage and stuff.
Every girl has that.
Yeah.
Well, Romeo coming in.
That doesn't win fights. That doesn't win fights. They couldn't even.
I meant like who I'm rooting for, because I don't really.
They couldn't even win the fight.
Let the man tell you who he's rooting for, bro. Let the man speak.
I'm going for Caitlin.
Caitlin, I will put a little background to this fight. Caitlin was on a nice ass win streak, 4-fight win streak before the French woman, what, Ferio. She lost to late last year. She's coming off that loss. Macy Barber, on the other hand, on a fucking, is it 5-fight? Yeah, 5-fight win streak. Her last fight was she knocked out Rebus. So a lot of people are looking at this as Macy Barber beats her, and then she goes into like a title fight, most likely.
Yeah, I'm. Oh, my fault.
Not killing Cook Romeo.
Oh no, nah, I was just saying I'm picking Macy Barber as well. Wait, I don't know if anyone else picked.
No, nah, we got you with Macy. We got Gator with Caitlin. Right now.
Caitlin.
Yeah. Now I'm going with Macy.
The blonde fighter.
She's been on a tear. She's been whooping ass. I think the last time she lost was to the champion, right? Alexa Grasso. And then you know, Caitlin, she's older. It boils down to this, man. It's been happening for about the last year and a half. These old dudes, it's time for them to get the fuck out the way. These new dudes is coming and they hot and they whooping ass and they fucking niggas up. You know what I'm saying?
And they're all around fighters. They're insanely skilled.
Yeah. Yo, I watched her struggle with Valentina's sister. No, I have. She's gonna lose.
Yeah.
I don't even know Valentina's sister's name. She's Valentina's sister. Valentina's sister, Shevchenko.
What is it? Valentina and I can't remember it either right now. But I got Caitlin. I got the once known Chuekian. Give me the underdog in this fight. You gotta find him somewhere on the card. This is one of my dogs. She is big, bro. She's 5'9" compared to Barbara's 5'5". She always has the height advantage on everybody. She's 5'9", bro. She's looking at me eye to eye. She probably got a longer reach than me too, bro. She probably does. Like she just be throwing them. They're like the Nate Diaz's. They're flim. But she be throwing them at like 300 a fight amount. So like I just think she's gonna win a decision. Even if I'm wrong in this, I am adding some. This fight go to decision is like -280. I'm adding that to the parlay. That I don't think either one of them knocking out the other. This is just two strikers that are just going to be throwing hands and.
This is Macy by ground and pound.
Macy ain't doing none of that, bro. Even if she does, this shit going to judges on everything.
I watched the fight with her versus Furyat. It was Furyat won unanimously type shit. But I'ma trust the process because I've never really seen Macy Barber as a threat for real. I think Paul said it best earlier when he's like, the UFC brought their baddest bitches out, because this is a pretty it's gonna be a pretty interesting, boring fight. So like, this is gonna be the fight where you're like, you're gonna roll up. This is the fight where you roll up to.
And you're gonna be smoking that barber pack when it's all said and done. Next fight, we got Curtis Blaydes taking on Gelton Almeida. I said this is my favorite fight low key coming up and looking at the whole card. It is the featured prelim fight. It's a pick'em, -110, -110 on both sides. Just two wrestling ass motherfuckers that go about it two different ways. Almeida's the next person up, but Blaydes is, he's always been on that cusp. I always feel bad for my boy Blaydes. He's always the odd man out when it comes to championship.
I don't know. What? I don't know about that. He could have had a title shot, but he ducked out Tom Aspinall. You know what I'm saying? After Aspinall got injured, they were supposed to run it back. Blaydes said, no, I want my title shot. Obviously, he's never got a title shot, and he's only fighting down the competition. He won't fight for his title after this. So,
the winner of this fight, I thought, gets a title shot.
I don't think so. No, it has to be Aspinall.
Aspinall to defend the interim. I thought.
I thought Aspinall was getting like the real title shot after Francis and.
Jones is not willing to do.
That's what I'm saying. It's all about John Jones.
Might not even fight Tom Aspinall. We never get that. We're waiting on John Jones' decision first on that one.
So yeah, Blaydes, you know, he had his chance. He's a duck. Give me Amadeo. However you say his name.
No, Almeida's a killer. Almeida's a problem. I mean, I think this is the fight where we get to see his takedown defense, but he's fucked up damn near everybody, if not everybody. So I'm got Ram Almeida in this one.
I think Almeida used to do steroids, right?
I'm not too sure about that. I
know. He be juicing?
Or he got caught juicing. Yeah, something like that. Something like that going on with him. And I know Usada's out, so he might come through and just kill Blaydes.
Yeah, nobody's talking to my boy, the American. Yeah,
Blaydes.
He's a duck. He could have had a title shot, but no.
Man, he fought Sergey Pavlovich, bro. Don't be mad. He already knocked out Tom Aspinall. First round, bro. 18 seconds.
Aspinall got injured, and they're supposed to run it back out. Blaydes said no. What title
injury,
fight?
No
title
injury,
fight.
Bro. There's a W next to that boy's name at the end of the
day.
He doesn't have a title shot or a title, though.
I just don't see Blaydes stuffing his takedown and beating him on the hands. He would have to beat him in the ground and pound. I just don't see Almeida getting ground and pounded by Blaydes. Unless Blaydes like knocks him out, which I just don't see that. But then again, they're heavyweights. It could fucking happen.
Gelton was supposed to go so far in this division, but unfortunately, he's about to run into the baddest man on the planet, Curtis Blaydes, this weekend. But the way y'all talking, Curtis Blaydes is going to be able to take him down and wrestle him. He's not going to allow him to submit him off his back. He's going to use the cardio against him. He's more seasoned going into longer fights. He's used to five-round fights. This is just a three-rounder. And he has a fucking jab that I don't think Almeida's not going to do nothing hands-wise, because he's just going to be keeping that fucking left hand to the fucking mouth the whole fight. And then a couple takedowns. This will probably be a decision win also. I don't think this fight goes long unless Almeida gets like a submission. But I got Curtis Blaydes, but y'all talking a little out.
Give me Gelton, man. He's going to have Curtis Blaydes and Jill. Give me Gelton.
Gelton going to punch the
Jericho.
Gelton going to punch the he going to punch the stutter out of Curtis.
Damn.
Damn. Like, you fixed me.
What is it? 1, 2, 3 Almeida. I got Blaydes. It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then we got to get into the main card now. Peter Yan, -125, taking on Song Yadong, +105, slight underdog, slight favorite. This was Kev's favorite fight on the card. Is that what you said, Kev?
This show. Oh, well, hell yeah.
I got to give it to you then to talk it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how this fight goes, dog, because if Fyodor Yan loses another one, because he has taken some time off since his last L, but he loses another one, that shit looks crazy. Even though he lost to Aljamain, Sean O'Malley, and Merab, like, another one looks just crazy. We don't know what the fuck he got going on. Sean O'Malley talking about something. He's one fight away from the bare knuckle boxing. And then Song Yadong, a young up-and-coming prospect. Well, I want to say young up-and-coming. He's just a killer right now. He's been fucking everybody up. So, like, this is a perfect matchup. And this is a fight where you don't know what happens. What's going to happen in this ring, and you don't know what's going to happen afterwards. But you just know it's going to be a fucking banger.
Yeah, this is going to be a good fight, you know what I'm saying? Peter Young looks good this fight, you know what I'm saying? I think that year, he really needed that year just to focus on himself because he was just jumping into fights too fast. Like, after that Sean O'Malley fight, jumping straight into Merab, which many people argue that he got robbed that fight, you know what I'm saying? And even Song Yadong, he's a really good fight. He even has wins over my guy, Chito Vera. He's a solid scrappy fighter. I think this fight is perfect for Peter Young to the big comeback, the style on him, to show the world that he's not done yet. He's not washed. Yeah, he's still that guy.
This fight to me is the 50-50 fight of on the card.
It's the odds say the same.
Man, I really think Peter Young styles on him. I mean, like, stylistically, this is perfect for Peter Young. Peter Young is a better striker. Peter Young is really just good all around. He's better all around. Good striker. He can grapple. His elbows are just devastating. Right.
It's a 3-round fight, and Peter Young's notorious for being a slow starter. That's the thing that scares me. Like, if Song.
But that's why he has all to right. switch. He has to switch that. I think he's going to switch that. Like,
I'm back. I'm good. I don't know why that keeps happening. But
what were you about to say? This is a 50-50?
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, as a fighter, I like Song Yadong. He's mad good. Piotr Jan, I knew he was going to be champion when he fucking beat Uriah Faber. Every time he was a beast. And then when he made Jose Aldo cry, I was just like, oh my God, he beat the manhood out of him.
He did.
I feel, huh?
He did.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like this is going the distance. I think this fight's going to go to distance. Yeah, I don't see any of them trying finishing each other. They're going to be too cautious of each other because it's so whatever. And, I mean, Song Yadong might be able to give them on a takedown, but I don't know. Them hands, I like Song Yadong, but them hands, I'm going to have to give it to Piotr Jan if he fights like he was fighting before. And then he fought Merab, you know what I'm saying?
Jan is 1-4. In his last fight, which is just crazy.
That's crazy. Like, they were just saying he was pound for pound number one, and now he's
1-4, bro. He had a rough couple of years, bro.
He got robbed by O'Malley. He beat Corey Sandhagen.
Yeah, that's his one.
Mm-hmm.
Beating Merab. No one's beating Merab.
DQ. I'll give Aljo won the second fight. Yeah. The first one was the blue.
Yeah, he won the second one. No one's beating Merab.
Nobody.
So it's like he lost to the last two champions and the number one contender.
And now he got Song Yadong staring him down.
He arguably won that Sean O'Malley fight too.
Hey, I know MMA math ain't real, but if he can beat Corey Sandhagen, who beat Song Yadong, then Peter Young, I think, got this, bro. Like, I think Corey Sandhagen, as I'm more worried, like, Corey Sandhagen to me is a better
fighter. He didn't really beat Song Yadong. Song Yadong, yeah.
But it wasn't close. That was a war. That was a great fight, but he got the win. And if I think Young got a good win over Sandhagen. If he could take care of Sandhagen, I think he can take care of Yadong. Like, he's already been prepared for people like this. I just hope, like Romeo said, like, we get the same guy from back then.
I think we will.
I think we will too, man. Actually, no. I think we'll get a whole new Peter Young.
I mean, we'll see. Hopefully, I think Peter Young comes in this bitch calculated and smooth. And I think in a 3-round fight, as long as he only does that downloaded data set in the first round, he should be straight.
Didn't the Soviet Union whoop on China?
Shit.
World War II?
I don't know. Sure.
Or was that the Japanese? I know the Japanese.
That's Japanese, I think. Yeah, Russia.
Okay, they were on the German side. So maybe yeah. Russia and China were on the same side. So, yeah, actually, yeah, because Japan beat both of them. But Pyotr Jan might look at him and be like, you look Japanese, fuck it. And it might look.
Next fight, we got Gilbert Burns, +150, JDM, -180, close odds. This is another one of them old Brazilians. They pulling out the woodshed. But this is our boy, Gilbert Burns. We fuck with old boy. JDM, one of the great prospects. This is one of his big fights. If he wins this, he is in that top five, top six. I don't know where Gilbert's currently ranked, but he takes that ranking for sure. And Gilbert Burns, you need this win to at least stay in your spot. Like, you can't, if you take this L, you're going a little far down.
Not real shit.
Whose favorite fight was this one for the card?
Mine.
How you feeling? But I need you to talk it.
Oh, easy, man. Gilbert comes in. He's throwing a lot of overhands. He's probably going to catch him with one. And if he doesn't catch him with one, he's going to do like one of them Daniel Cormier situations, that overhand to a takedown. And he's a, what, two-time world grappling jiu-jitsu champion? Like, yo, Jack ain't got shit for him, son. Like, yeah, he's going to try to keep him at bay, but my nigga Gilbert's not having that. Gilbert has hands, son. He got hands. If Gilbert gets on the inside, he's going to be threatened by Jack's going to be too threatened by the takedown. He's too much threat with Gilbert. And I don't see where Jack can threaten Gilbert.
I respect it.
Big Gil train. Yeah, Gilbert Burns. Gilbert Burns is going to get a fucking knockdown. I think he, like Roman said, he's going to land one of them overhands. JDM is going to probably first round two is going to be some big shot that drops his ass. JDM is a nice striker and all, but Gilbert Burns, the Chimaev fight, like you can see them L's on the resume, but okay, like he's losing to great fighters. I did clown him a little bit before this.
Blue Muhammad too.
Yeah, about the Blue Muhammad fight, but he did tear the rotator cuff still, like that has to be noted. But I think the odds.
And fought the whole five rounds.
Whole five rounds. Blue, rotator cuff, bro.
Blue was injured too, though. It was like even up.
Beat the shit out of Khamzat.
+150. This is one of them dogs you gotta find, I think. And I love Gilbert Burns when he is a big, not big, but when he's a dog. I don't like Gilbert Burns as a big favorite. I like him when he's a fucking dog on the card.
Can I say one more thing?
What's up?
We need Gilbert Burns to cut his hair.
Oh.
Afro Burns.
No, you don't like the fro?
I love it. But Afro Burns ain't fighting like that. You know what I'm saying?
You need that
short Caesar Burns?
You need that shortcut Burns?
Yo, Afro Burns ain't doing it. He's probably doing it in the bedroom or somewhere else. But he ain't doing it in that fucking octagon. He probably fucking the shit out of his lady.
Afro Burns is a friendly. He's a family guy. Shortcut Burns, you're worried in the dark alley if you see that guy.
He was a savage. Short hair Burns was out there, son. He was like that episode of Cat Dog when the dog had to do a race and he cut all his hair. Talk about losers never win.
How y'all two feeling about the Gilbert Burns? Is anyone in here standing up for JDM? Is it going to take this old man?
But I go in Gilbert Burns because he kind of been looking, he hasn't really been looking the worst, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, he tore his rotator cuff, but even against Neil Magny, you know what I'm saying? He looked pretty good. He looked, Khamzat, he's the only person who gave him a huge competitive fight, even more competitive than a Usman Cosmic fight, you know what I'm saying? He's the first one to really get Cosmic nervous. So I'm going Gilbert Burns here. You know, so I think he's fully healed. A fully healthy Gilbert Burns, to me, unbiasedly beats Blue Muhammad.
+150.
So yeah. I still think he's one of the top best welterweights. Still a top contender.
He's ranked number three.
Yeah. A lot of people think he's on the tail end though. That's a thing.
You know I got my dog Gilbert Burns because I always think it's dangerous how Gilbert Burns is so nice when it comes to striking, but when you take it to the floor, he can really control the fight. Last year, we watched him beat Jorge Masvidal in Miami.
Yep.
So why not do the same against JDM, which I think is going to be nice with it. It's going to be great stand when the fight's standing up. But when he gets to the floor, Gilbert Burns can outclass him.
Where does JDM train? It's not City Kickboxing, is it?
Scrappy MMA. That's the says his team is.
Oh, so it's not CKG. Or CKB. Yeah, my bad. CKB.
Our next fight probably got the most question marks out of all fights. Kevin Holland, -135 versus Michael Page, +115. First fight in the UFC, coming off his bare knuckle stint where he lost to Mike Perry, and coming off his Bellator stint where he was on a crazy win streak. That's where everyone knows it from Bellator, the crazy KOs. It's basically a pick'em, which is kind of crazy. It's also kind of crazy, first ever UFC fight, and you're the third fight on this stacked ass card. Like, that just should just
show right how
big the guy he is.
Kevin Holland, it's always going to be exciting when he fights. He's the people's champion. He always fights for the people. You know what I'm saying? When he's fighting Wonderboy Thompson, he even kept his promise of not taking him down. But MVP is coming with all this hype. You mean MVP here with the knockout? I love Kevin Holland. He's a people champ. But I think it's MVP's time to shine.
Really?
How about you, KK? What do you think here?
I got Kevin Holland. I watched Kevin Holland knock out a dude last year in Miami. But more than anything, I do like the fight to be close. But I think there's going to be a different in class between MVP and Kevin Holland.
Oh, well, I'm not going to lie. Never seen an MVP fight.
Oh.
Seen highlights. Never seen a fight, so I don't really know how he does.
Not
but
even
from
a highlight
what I know, reel? I've seen the highlight reels, but I ain't never seen a fight.
Okay.
Everyone's highlight reels look good. My highlight reels look good.
No, but I'm just saying, so you at least know, like, how his KOs look. Like,
yeah, I know who he is. I know what they look like and stuff. Okay. Yeah. Which is why I think he's going to win. He's flashy, and he's on the big flashy stage. He looked at Kevin Holland. This is what he should have said. You can't see a nigga. I'm what you used to be. Remember when Kevin Holland used to be that guy? Trying to be flashy and cool and whooping ass and doing this. He done transferred that to Gotham. He out there stopping crime. MVP is, dog, just like you said, he's number three on this. This is what? The featured prelim? He's like, yo, he's probably thinking of ways like, yo, what am I going to do after I knock him out? Am I going to do a handstand? Am I going to take his soul out of his body and then, like, eat it? Am I going to make out with a ring bitch? Like, he's probably, no, I'm telling you, son. And then not to mention, this is that welterweight. Kevin Holland did his best work at 185. This is at 170.
He stalled out at 185 because he started running into wrestlers, bigger guys. And that's why I kind of like him at welterweight, because he can use more of his ground game because he can.
No, you know why he stalled out at 185? The same reason why he's stalling out in all these fucking fights. He became known, just like I was talking about MVP, like I was saying, the flashy guy. He became known for that. So, like, they're like, yeah, he talks in the ring. He does this. He cared more about being that than fighting.
Yeah.
And he's still on that. You can see it in his fight tonight. He's, like, trying to make agreements with people. Let's not take down. Oh, someone else. He's like, let's do a catch weight. All of a sudden, he's coming up with 1,000 excuses now. Instead of, like, before, remember, he was like, yo, I could beat Izzy. I take anyone on. 5 fights in 1 year, won them all. Kevin Holland's on some I don't give a shit type shit. He's like, I'm cool, and that's cool enough.
I think everything changed after the fight with Hamzat.
America. This is somebody who lost money with Holland in a parlay where he lost a decision because he was playing around too much.
Everything changed with Holland.
No, he's right with that.
RoboCop? No. Who the fuck he beat? That Brazilian when he was on the floor, he got up and fucking.
Alex Oliveira.
Uh-uh.
Oh, was he beat Cowboy Oliveira and he was doing this?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cowboy, my bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not him. The other one. He gave him his gloves. He's like, oh, my dad loved you. Da-da-da. Oh, let me see. Where's this motherfucker at?
You're gonna have to find that one.
Yeah, Sosa. Ronaldo Sosa.
Oh, that's way back. But I mean,
yeah, I'm saying after that, everything changed.
I got to go with my boy Kevin Holland, mainly just because I think when Paige tries to do some of the extra shit, like, you can do that in Bellator when they're, like, maybe there are some high-level fighters when you get to the top five. But below those top fives in each weight class, it's kind of a big jump in skill.
But he was the top one.
I know, but that's but like when he was getting them highlight reels, crazy finishes, crazy combos, it was against guys whose stand were probably Kevin Holland or someone else with good stand up in the UFC will be able to do the same, because it is just this guy is so much lower than what his skill is on the stand up. So I just think Michael Page is still a good fighter, but coming into the UFC at 36 years old, took damage at Bare Knuckle. He took damage at Bellator. Not a lot, but he still had a lot of fights under his belt at Bellator. He's not the youngest. Not saying that Holland's the youngest either. I just think this is a big jump in skill for him. And if Mike Perry can stand and fight with you for and beat you, I think Kevin Holland can do the same in the UFC. And I think Kevin Holland's better takedown, better submissions, all that. So I think this is a steal at minus 135. Like, there's no way this guy should be this big of a close in odds with somebody who's been ranked for a long time in UFC, who's not out of their prime really yet. And also, when he knocked out old dude in Miami, his hand had got injured in that round. That's why he had threw like some janky like bullshit shit. His hand was fucked up. Give me Holland in this fight. I know he can do all that extra shit though. So if he did do all that extra shit, I'm not gonna be shocked if he's doing all that. I do expect Michael Page to try to throw some spinny back kick shit, and Holland just looking at him like, that shit don't work here. Like,
I don't think Holland. I have to see this press conference. Holland just doesn't care enough anymore.
He's
satisfied with being a cool guy. I'm fighting crime. He was cool with being the talking guy. Now he's cool with being the crime fighter. It's only a minute to where he's going to be cool with the guy losing. He's going to be like Nate Diaz. I'll lose, but I'll lose cool. That shit is cool.
Yeah, I'll slap him and flick him off for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So y'all two got Michael Page.
I got MVP.
That's me and Kev putting keeping the 10 down, Cam Holland. We're not switching it up.
He had a perfect opportunity. This man stood up and said, Stephen Thompson stood up and he got TKO'd. Give me MVP, man.
Motherfucker. Next fight, co-main event, Dustin Poirier taking on Benoit St. Denis, BSD. BSD's minus 220, which kind of shocked me. Dustin Poirier plus 180. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. How are we feeling about this fight? It's co-main event status. It's not five round, is it? It's just a straight-up three-rounder?
Five round.
It is five round?
Yeah, five round.
Hope them boys bring that gas tank.
I want to go.
What's up? I'm
shooting. Oh, Dustin by submission.
Damn, just like that, you don't think BSD's got enough ground? Like, BSD likes taking boys. Like, he got great wrestling. Yo,
his biggest victory is against Matt Frivola. I love Matt Frivola, but trust, Dustin knows how to fight. He just lost. He's got the same thing as Kevin Holland, but he still cares about fighting. People are like, oh, Dustin's cool. He's got his hot sauce. He's the hot sauce guy. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's the fucking whatever the fuck he is. The guy that beat Connor, you know, he's that, but he still gives a fuck about fighting. He's finna, I think he thinks like, all right, this is gonna be a good fight, but yo, trust, Dustin got them hands, and when that shit ain't gonna work, trust. You see what he did to fucking, who could wrestle? What the fuck?
Michael Chandler?
Chandler, yeah.
That nigga Chandler had his ass right here. It was spine buster in him for.
And how many submission, how many times did he almost get subbed? To the point where he had to bite, he had to put his fucking was started cheating. He couldn't hang with him with the grappling. He couldn't hang with him, son.
Hey, it don't matter once you lock them cages, bro. Like, BSD's gonna cheat harder. All right, that boy's gonna do it more efficiently.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been watching these UFC Paris cards, and BSD has been fucking up everybody that comes into the way. I watched Dustin Poirier get the shit kicked out of him last fight when I was in last summer. So I might have to take BSD on this one. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm going with my guy. I'm going with Diamond, man. Diamond Poirier. Last fight, I'm not gonna say it was a fluke. He got knocked out, but he was looking pretty good against Justin for the most part.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't he win that first round?
He did. He absolutely did. You know what I'm saying? He looked pretty good until he accidentally got caught with that kick. Give me Dustin here.
In Utah, apparently it just happens there.
Literally, you know what I'm saying? Anything that happens in Utah doesn't count. Give me Dustin. I think Dustin gets the finish here. I don't think BSD makes it all 5 rounds.
I'm gonna have to go. I think BSD is a guy, but I think Dustin Diamond Poirier on the feet is that much better than BSD. The mauler. Don't get me wrong, but Poirier's gonna be able to. He's not as good of a wrestler as Chandler, technically. So I don't think he's gonna be able to give me takedowns. And then when they're on there, I think Poirier has submission skill off the back. Like that's gonna be a weapon. And I just think BSD's a little sloppy with it. Like he's not the most technically refined. And if you go against somebody of Dustin Poirier caliber, you gotta be really technical. Because you will get caught with a submission if you're just in a bad, sloppy position on the top, especially if you're tired in the fourth round. On the feet, if you can't get them down, as the fight wears on, that difference, because this guy has gone 5 rounds for multiple years now, he will be able to dice you up for the late rounds and probably get a late finish if you're not, one, have the gas tank, or two, we're technically refined to not let him fuck you up. Dustin Poirier kind of got, I mean, he was boxing Max Holloway's head off when Max and him fought. Like, this guy's got nasty hands. And if you're a mauler, I think you're not going to look good in them late rounds. So, yeah, I got the Diamond. And I was just so shocked he was an underdog, that big of an underdog. At plus 185, like, I didn't think BSD had beat anybody to be a minus 220 favorite against Dustin Poirier.
It's time for the old heads to get it out the way, man.
You got that knock that dust off them boots.
Dustin's not done yet, man. Dustin's not done yet, man.
All right, 3 on Dustin, Kev on BSD, and then we got the main event, Sugar Sean O'Malley's first title defense, taking on Cheeto Marlon Vera, the rematch. Can he write the L on his record? Can Cheeto prove that shit wasn't just an injury, that he was going to lose that fight? We got Sugar Sean minus 275 and Vera plus 225. So the odds makers are saying that Sugar Sean probably going to win this fight. How y'all feeling?
I'm on Cheeto Vera, man. That's my guy. Cheeto Vera is going to – he'll collect data. You got to run Cheeto Vera. He's never been knocked. Now he's never been hurt. Never been dropped in the UFC. He has the best chin in his weight class. And I do think he's a tiny bit of a better striker. You know what I'm saying? He's a little bit more accurate, especially when those late rounds. Because Sean O'Malley, he hasn't been to those late rounds yet. He hasn't, you know what I'm saying? He hasn't really pushed that gas tank. So give me Marlon Vera.
The Pyodion fight. Knockouts.
That's only 3 rounds.
That's only 3 rounds, though. And he looked pretty much dead that whole entire the whole third round. Like, he looked dead.
Dead.
Like he was so gassed. I was like, man, this might be a 10-8 round, but
yeah, I mean, he
was bloodied.
3 5 round fights compared to Sugar's 0.
So I'm thinking Marlon Vera. I think the odd makers are kind of disrespecting Cheeto Vera here. You know, and the first fight was not a fluke. Cheeto Vera caused the injury. That was like the most perfect kick that caused the injury. That can't be a fluke at all.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You know, if I kick you and your leg breaks, that's not a fluke. That's what happens.
I can agree with that. I see a lot of I don't understand how you wouldn't consider that an L. Like, he kind of hit you and your shit broke.
You broke your shit. Being honest.
Like yeah, it's him. It's not like he twisted his ankle on himself. Shido kicked him, kicked him in a nerve, broke his whole leg, and said, "Oh, it doesn't count because he kicked me." Like,
yeah, it was the perfect kick. It was nice. On some anime shit, he was eating. But I think this fight is gonna be a lot of Chito absorbing a lot of damage, like a lot of him showing his chin. And I don't think he takes off, because I remember watching him versus Corey and just sitting there thinking, how could you like expect to win if you take the, like, you slow down the first two rounds? Like, you generally don't put your foot on the gas. So when he fights Sean, I think Sean will be trying to kill him the first two rounds. And then by the third and fourth, that's when the rounds start getting a lot closer. But I think by the time Tito turns up, it'll be too late.
I think this boils down to skills and mental, which I give both to Chito. Cheeto's finna fuck this nigga O'Malley up, son. O'Malley, yo, let me tell you what it is, man. Yeah. Chito is fucking skilled, okay? The only time he pauses is when he respects the other opponent. He does not respect O'Malley, okay? He respect Pedro Munoz. He respected Dominic Cruz. He respected Corey Sandhagen. He does not respect O'Malley. And I think O'Malley's going to be nervous because, I mean, A, he was nervous with the Aljo fight. And I think the same reason he was nervous in the Aljo fight is going to be the same reason he's nervous in this fight, but even more. And this is going to sound silly, but it is what it is. O'Malley thinks he's, like, cool or whatever. He's not really cool. You know, people like him, but he's not, like, cool. He's like a corny guy, actually. He's not fucking cool. Fucking Cheeto's actually cool. You know what I'm saying? And, like, yeah. And I've been around people before that were, like, this rarely happens, but, like, sometimes you're around people who are funnier than you. And, like, you're trying to roast back and forth. And they might be getting into some – they might say a few good things. But, you know, once they say the thing and the crowd's like, oh, and it don't even got to be a good – you're like, fuck, man, he just pulled that up. Like, he's really doing it. I'm trying, but he's – fuck. That's going to bother him. I think O'Malley's going to have too much to think about. He's going to be like, oh, fuck, he's cooler than me. I got to worry about his fights. I already lost to him. That's the whole thing right there. Oh, I'm undefeated. People are at this point like, bro, just admit the loss. That's what I mean by, like, Cheeto's so cool. People are at this point saying, bro, admit the loss. If O'Malley was as cool as you think, they'd be like, Cheeto never won. Everyone's saying, bro, admit the loss. The coolness is going to break him.
Well, I agree on every single point. I have to disagree on the win part. I do think Sugar Sean, the faster hands and the better striker. I do think Chito got the more powerful strikes, but I think Sugar's going to be just laying on him. This fight, I don't think anyone gets the finish, really. I think this goes all five rounds. But there is a possibility in mind that Chito does get, like, a fourth, fifth round KO. Like, the fight gets them boys kind of tired. And Chito got that power, and especially late in the fights, that, like, if he lands a clean shot at any moment, like, you're getting dropped. Like, he's throwing haymakers. But I just think this is going to be a very technical fight. They're going to be circling the octagon. Like, neither one throwing anything too crazy, because no one Cheeto's a counterpuncher. Sugar Sean kind of a counterpuncher. But I think Sugar's going to get the dub. Just throwing more strikes, more accurate. And this edge out decision here.
Hell yeah, I can definitely agree with that. But I will say my only beefs with Sugar Sean is, like, one, the UFC is trying to crazy push him, like, forcibly, versus, like, yeah, people like Ilya Topuria.
I remember my Wi-Fi got, my router got restarted. But I'm back.
No problem. But but somebody else like Ilya Topuria, who's naturally a star.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's the best in his division, but he does have fucking dynamite in his hands.
Who, Cheeto?
He had dynamite in his hands for the lower ranked dudes.
This nigga had dynamite in his hands for the champion.
Really? He dropped them, but he didn't, like, it wasn't like how he did them other dudes. It was a good punch. It wasn't dynamite. We've seen him do dynamite.
And then he gave it to him.
Watch the replay. You'll be like, oh, because at first I thought the same. And then we watched the replay. I'm like, Aljo actually was pretty coherent. Wasn't that bad. Like how his other knockouts were.
But I mean, just the speed difference. I think that's the big thing for me. So Sugar has fast hands compared to
faster Cheetos. Than who? Cheetos?
Yeah.
Faster than Cheetos kicks?
Cheetos got good leg kicks. I give him that. Like, that was his game plan the first fight around. And it probably will be a big, massive part of this fight. But I think
Cheeto finna fight him like how Strickland fought Adesanya.
The judges as much whenever Sugar lands some bigger shots.
So.
Yeah, Cheeto gonna fight him how Strickland fought Adesanya.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be gangster.
I really hope he just pushes the pace on him.
I
really
hope he does push more though. So if that all happens, I'm happy to take that L. Fuck Sugar, but
he's gonna press him against that cage because he can strike. With that punch, you know what I'm saying? Trust, he's gonna press that man against that cage. He's gonna be threatening little takedowns. O'Malley already keeps his hands low, so he's gonna be going for the takedown because he's so nervous. Like, oh my god, he's fucked. Don't let him do something cool in the ring. Don't let Cheeto do anything cool from now till Saturday.
Nothing. Just gotta keep that shit away from him.
Got it.
Now I will say that's about to be. It's gonna be a better fight than a lot of people might think. But it might be it's either gonna be a technical display or somebody's gonna get caught.
Yeah, I mean he did stop Aljo, so Sugar do got dynamite himself.
But yep. I will ask this question super quick because I know we're kind of going crazy on time right now. But y'all see Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson get announced?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sadly.
How does that go?
People are having mixed feelings. I'm like, yo, it is what it is. I think the only reason I think the only reason people are feeling any type of way is because Jake Paul could possibly knock out Mike Tyson. And nobody truly wants that.
Yeah.
Trust. Because I guarantee if it was Mike Tyson versus CM Punk, nobody would be like, they'd be like, yeah, Mike Tyson's gonna kill him. It's the fact that Mike Tyson could lose.
Yeah, and
to Jake Paul of all people.
But Mike Tyson is 60 years old. No commission is gonna clear this fight. This is gonna be an exhibition unless they go to like Saudi Arabia, and even then, I don't know if the Saudis are gonna really commission.
Now they're in Texas.
Are they gonna be in Texas? Yeah. Then there's no shot, bro. There's no shot that any commission is gonna.
Doug, it's already signed and agreed on. It's gonna be on.
No,
Netflix.
But it's gonna be an exhibition. It isn't gonna be a real fight.
All right, you think they ain't gonna really fight each other? It was him and Jeroy Jones as the exhibition. They don't fight. It won't count for nobody's record, but trust Mike Tyson. If he gets a chance, he gonna, especially if he get hit hard. Mike Tyson gonna forget all that peaceful, weed smoking, toad licking shit. He's gonna go back to fucking. He gonna bite his fucking ear off. Got your ear.
I think this fight turns into this is going to be like one of Jake Paul's probably last fights. He's probably going to start sliding out the boxing shit. So this is like the biggest you can kind of get right now what he's doing.
Oh, no. Jake Paul's going to knock this dude the fuck out. I didn't want to say it. Doug, like you said, he's 60. I get he's Mike Tyson. Who the fuck wants to get hit by hard as fuck by a young dude? He's going to get hit in the head 3 times. He'll be like, yo, fuck this shit. This hurts.
Facts.
Before I used to be able to fucking do, he gonna get hit. He gonna be like, "Yo, nope, nah, fuck that."
Yeah, yeah, but I just have to ask that question super quick to see what y'all boys is thinking about it.
But we do gotta get this show on the road. I mean, we talked all the picks for UFC 299. Kev fucking brought up Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, the banger. Wait for it.
Wait, one more last question.
Yeah.
Francis or Anthony Joshua?
Francis, Joshua, give me AJ.
I was going for AJ, but I'm actually Francis is so confident I have to believe him because he's never cocky.
I mean, I look at it like I always look at AJ as a tale of two, like a coin with two sides. I look at the fights with Ruiz, the first one versus the second one. If the second AJ comes in, the technical fighter in the boxes on the outside does all that. All right, he got it, but. If he tries to fucking fight and like is kind of lazy or had like a bad camp or like some shit like that, Joshua's getting killed by the grounder.
But what if Ngannou starts doing that Tyson Fury stuff and just starts laying on him? He's 20 pounds heavier.
I doubt it.
Yeah, why not?
AJ's going to just stand on the outside and just jab, and not overextend and have Ngannou land any of them counter punches. And I just think it's going to be important. I think this will be a little more fight, too.
And Ngannou's going to cave that man's chest in one punch.
That didn't happen, bro. That didn't happen. But we got to get out of here. We over, I don't even know where we are on time, to be honest. I know we were well over
1 hour, 10 minutes.
Okay, not too bad, not too bad. But we had, what, UFC 299, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, and AJ versus Francis, all in the same fucking hour and 10 minutes. That's multitasking. This has been our episode of Totally Blitz Podcast. We're joined by comedian Romeo Mack. As always, go to follow that boy on Twitter, subscribe to his YouTube, go check him out, and then join if y'all know him from the boxing club of things, Gator Boys on this bitch. And as always, it's Paul, pick and win of conscience, and Kev, Waterboy Savoy. And if y'all didn't know, now you know, motherfuckers.